A Prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of Prayers for the Precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Repentance. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. According to the working of God's mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand, in the heavenly places far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come, and in that magnificent name, Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over you and your entire house, all of your family on every side. All of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed, your land and your nation. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all the leaders throughout the world, and all men. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. It is written, the things that in Christ we pray for you and your family, and the Word of God is pure, true, proven, living, and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a double-edged sword, piercing between the spirit and the soul, and nothing is hidden from the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. If we regard the iniquity in your heart, the Lord will not hear. Nevertheless, he regards your affliction when he hears our cry. But certainly, God hears us. He attends to the voice of our prayer. Blessed be God who has not turned away our prayer, nor his mercy from us. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. In the name of Jesus, him on whom God the Father has set his seal, let you and your house repent and believe in the gospel. May you and your house take heed, watch and pray, for you do not know when the time is, but you do know perfectly that the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night. For of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. May you and your people be diligent to put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in righteousness and holiness. In the name of Jesus, the firstborn from the dead, may the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ bring you and your people by a way you did not know, and lead you in paths you have not known, and make darkness light before you, and crooked places straight. These things he will do for you and your house, and you shall be turned back. In Christ we pray, in Christ we pray, that you and your house will repent, turn away from your idols, and turn your faces away from all your abominations. In Christ we pray that you and yours will not separate yourselves from God and set up idols in your heart and put before yourself what causes you to stumble into iniquity. Instead, let you and yours repent and turn from all your transgressions so that iniquity will not be your ruin. For unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. May you all come to your senses where you have been deceived and escape the snare of the devil, so that you will not be taken captive by him to do his will. For the Lord is long-suffering towards you and your house, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. In Christ we pray that the God of your salvation will humble you and your people,
and make you sorry in a godly manner, that your sorrow produces repentance to salvation, that you might suffer no loss.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in his holy mountain. In the name of Jesus, the rod out of the stem of Jesse, the branch that grew out of his roots, may the God of mercy convict and convert you and all your descendants, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that God may send Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the Helper and Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, to you and your house. In Christ we pray that you and all of your family and all of your descendants may be baptized with water unto repentance to life for the remission of sins, and that you and yours be baptized with the Holy Spirit and love by the baptism of fire through the grace of God your Father and Jesus Christ your Redeemer, that through the baptism into death you are buried with Christ, and just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so shall you walk in the newness of life, knowing this, that your old man was crucified with Christ, that the body of sin might be done away with, that you should no longer be a slave to sin, but a slave to righteousness. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him and fear him, all you offspring of Israel. In the name of Jesus, who is faithful to him who appointed him, may you and your people repent and make supplication to God, saying, we and our fathers before us have sinned and done wrong. We have committed wickedness. If you say you have no sin, you are deceiving yourselves, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. May you and your people confess your sins, for our Father in heaven is faithful and just to forgive you your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. In Christ we pray that you will turn, repent, hear instruction, bear fruits worthy of repentance, turn to God, and do works befitting repentance. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is blaspheming, but on your part he is glorified. Let all those who seek the Lord our God rejoice and be glad in him. Let such as love his salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. In the name of Jesus, all things were created through him and for him. In Christ we pray that where you and your people have fallen, that you repent and return to your first love, Jesus Christ, and do the first works. In Christ we pray that you and your people will have an ear and will hear what the Spirit says, that you will overcome, and the God of grace will give to you and your people to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. May God, your strength, help you and your people be faithful until death, that you will receive the crown of life, that you shall not be hurt by the second death, that you and your people will hold fast to the name of Jesus Christ, and you will not deny his faith, but overcome and receive the hidden manna to eat and a white stone with a new name, that you and your people will hold fast what you have till the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and let no one take your crown. May you and your descendants keep Jesus' works until the end, that you will receive power over the nations and the morning star. Let not you and your people defile your garments, and you shall walk with Jesus in white, for you are worthy, and you shall overcome and be clothed in white garments. Jesus will confess your name before his Father and before his angels. Surely, you and your people will have a little strength. You will keep Jesus' word and will not deny his name, that he will set before you an open door that no one can shut. And your Redeemer will keep you from the hour of trial. You and your house will overcome, and you will be a pillar in the temple of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he causes grief, yet he will show compassion to you and your family. According to the multitude of his mercies, God grant that Jesus will write on you and your house the name of his God and the name of the city of his God, the New Jerusalem, and his new name. May the God of knowledge teach you and your house to buy from Jesus gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. Be zealous and repent. In Christ we pray,
that you and your house will hear the voice of our Lord Jesus Christ and open the door so that he will come in and dine with you and your people. And he will be with you and your people, and he will grant you and your people to sit with him on his throne. In Christ, we entreat Almighty God to give you and all of your people an ear to hear what the Spirit says, so that you will overcome as Christ also overcame. May you be counted among the saints of the Most High, that the Ancient of Days will judge in your favor. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, we will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Then he will sit on the throne of his glory. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven, and glory in the highest. In the name of Jesus, he has, by himself, purged your sins. In Christ we pray that the Holy Spirit would convict you in your house of sin, and of righteousness and of judgment. May you and your people die to sin and live for righteousness, being healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ, and go on to perfection. May you be cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, from all sin. Let the God of the spirits of all flesh cleanse you and your house from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in you and yours, making you and your people vessels for honor, sanctified and useful, prepared for every good work. In the name of Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, let there be nothing covered that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be known. May you not cover your sins, but confess and forsake them, and receive the mercy of God and prosper. Let the God of all grace cleanse you and your family from any secret sins, and teach you to be people who are quick to confess when you are wrong. In Christ we pray that you will acknowledge your sin to God, and not hide your iniquity, but confess your transgressions to the Lord, so that you may be forgiven the iniquity of your sin. May God, your helper, help you and your house to pull down strongholds, cast down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and to be ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Let the Lord search you and your house, and know your heart, try you, and know your anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in you, and lead you in the way everlasting. Break the arm of the wicked and the evil man, seek out his wickedness, until you find none, O Lord. May God cleanse you and your house from secret faults, and keep back his servants also from presumptuous sin. Let sin not have dominion over you and your house. Then you and your house shall be blameless, and you shall be innocent of great transgressions. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion for ever and ever. Amen. This in Christ we pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house and all of your people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify your time so that you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. As a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we claim you and your house, your entire bloodline, all of your people, your family, your children, and your children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Concerning this prayer of faith, we pray for you and your house. We come into agreement with you and with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life, being of one accord in prayer and with confidence as a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name. We ask our Father in heaven, believing that you and your descendants receive all we ask for you, knowing that it is the will of God and he hears us. As a co-worker of God, we are petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to you and your descendants according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to you and your house. In him who is true as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, so be it. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.